Hello again. You're with the news at one. The nominations are in, the posters are up, and the campaign has officially begun. For the first time in 35 years, there will only be three names on the presidential ballot paper: Independent Catherine Connolly, Heather Humphreys of Fine Gael, and Jim Gavin of Fianna Fáil. This is despite intense last-minute lobbying by Independent hopeful Maria Steen. She secured the signature of 18 TDs and senators, too short of what's needed. Voting will take place on Friday, the 24th of next month. Within the past hour, Maria Steen has been talking to reporters at Leinster House. Let's listen to some of her comments.
Since announcing my intention to seek a nomination to run in the presidential election, I have been humbled by the outpouring of support for my campaign. While I'm honoured to have received 90% of the signatures required from members of the Oireachtas, I regret to say that it's not enough and that time has now run out. I entered this race in the hope of giving voters a real choice. Cinnte go bhfuil díomá beag orm, ach tá mé an bhróidiúil freisin as an méide rinne mar go tapaigh le roinnt léhanta anuas. The response from the public in recent days confirms the hunger that there is for an alternative candidate. Sadly, that hunger will now go unsatisfied. Rarely has the political consensus seemed more oppressive or detached from the wishes and desires of the public. I want to acknowledge with sincere gratitude the many councillors who voted for me, some of whom courageously went against party diktat to do so. I'm also grateful to the 18 parliamentarians, true Democrats all, who gave me their signatures, some of whom because they wanted to support me and vote for me in the election, and some of whom simply because they believed in democracy and that the verdict on my candidacy should be rendered not by an elite clique, but by the people. My effort to make the ballot has not been successful, but I do not feel I have lost. I have the privilege of returning to life at home with a wonderful family. I want to thank in particular my husband Neil, who has always been by my side, and my five children for their patience and unwavering love. I would also like to thank my parents for their unconditional love and support. It's proper to acknowledge that I was not the only alternative voice seeking to enter this race. Other candidates like Nick Delahunty and Gareth Sheridan had their own perspectives to offer and worked diligently through a very challenging process. It has been a privilege to have won the confidence and support of so many people around the country over the past few weeks. And while it would have been the honour of a lifetime to serve as first citizen of Ireland, being a citizen is honour enough for me. Thank you all.
Maria Steen. Well, for more on this morning's twists and turns, I'm joined by our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, Maria Steen did come close to securing a nomination, but those final two votes eluded her.
Yes, and there was real momentum at one point yesterday. And I think even going into last night, there were still some hopes among Maria Steen's supporters that it would surely be possible to get those final two votes, given that when you get that close to the top of the summit, there is a feeling that there would inevitably be enough political energy around to bring someone over the line. It didn't happen. There was a focus on independent senators and independent members of government as well, but it didn't materialise. And even I understand that the Ceann Comhairle's office was approached about the possibility, could she lend Maria Steen her signature? But there was a feeling that that could present a potential conflict of interest down the line, given the Ceann Comhairle's place on the Council of State.
So was there then a lot of behind the scenes wrangling over the past few days, both for and against Maria Steen?
Yes, there was. And there was a feeling that independent senators were going to be crucial to this. People like Michael McDowell and Victor Boyhan, Gerard Crockwell and some others. But there was a determination there, I think, that they were not going to budge. And that did seem to ripple out across to members, some members on the independent ranks of government as well. Although Michael Healy-Rae and Marion Harkin, of course, did give their nomination to Maria Steen. Others like Kevin Boxer-Morne, Michael Lowry and Noel Grealish took the view that they wouldn't do so. So that's where it was being played. I mean, there were different reasons for different decisions. There were people who said that they could only sign a nomination paper if they felt that their views and policies tallied with the person they were nominating. Others dispute that particular logic and say this is just about facilitating, and indeed there was big pressure from many councillors, independent councillors, saying that it was about opening up the contest primarily. That was the members of the Oireachtas role. Then there were some people who felt that the level of criticism aimed at them online by people who wanted a wider selection of candidates, that was, in their view, over the line, and that influenced their final decision too, not to budge.
I was looking at some of those online comments this morning. I mean, some of them were pretty heavy. We're left, voters are left with three candidates, a very small field compared to recent elections.
Yeah, six the last time, and it really began to open up in 1997 where you had five, so you have to go all the way back to 1990 to get a field that small. So I suppose that does in some ways bring the contest right back to a different set of dynamics. What is clear is that when you have less candidates, there is going to be a focus, a real focus on those individuals. That is the case in a presidential election anyway, when you can't make any policy announcements or change the focus in any way during a campaign. But when it's down to just three individuals, any one controversy facing them on a given day really makes it impossible for them to emerge from until it's run its course. So in that way, I think it is quite perilous for the three candidates in the small field.
Is there a sense, Micheál, that certainly when compared to the contests of the past three decades, that this hasn't really caught fire?
Yes, there is. And I suppose part of that is because while there was a lot of campaigning at the council level, while you saw what was happening in Leinster House over the last 24 hours, the fact that those gates weren't opened at all has changed the dynamic of this election considerably. And I suppose that will be a question too. Catherine Connolly already saying last week that there has to be an open debate now on the selection process to allow more people in potentially. So I think for those reasons, it hasn't caught the public imagination yet. And while it's officially game on today, I suppose this has been in some ways a long drawn out campaign up to now. So it's just a question of will it catch fire in the weeks ahead. One thing that does generate the passion and the focus during presidential elections is controversy.
Campaigning will be taking place around the country, but within Leinster House, is there now a sense of attention shifting to the budget, which of course is less than 2 weeks away?
This has been an extraordinary build-up to a budget, and in some ways the presidential election maybe has taken the focus off us. And could that happen for another few days? Because there hasn't been a lot said. But what you do have in the Dáil is a repeated focus on the cost of living. Government saying that the extraordinary inflationary pressures aren't there any longer, and that being used to say that you won't have those universal cost of living measures that were there in recent budgets. The opposition are taking a different view, saying prices on energy and food in the supermarket continue to go up. So there is a real tension there with the budget now just 13 days away.
One other issue I'd like to raise with you, and that's the flotilla of boats currently heading towards Gaza. Now, it was raised at leaders' questions a little while ago. The organisers of the flotilla, which is carrying aid, they say that last night it was attacked by drones. And as people may know, there are 22 Irish campaigners on board those boats. The issue was raised by Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald, and we can hear from her now and the response of Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan.
As you know, last night the Israelis attacked a peaceful flotilla that includes a member of the Oireachtas, our colleague Senator Chris Andrews. This is a very serious development, and as you know, I've submitted a request under Standing Order 44, which I really hope you will look favourably upon. This flotilla is in imminent danger. There's, I think, over 20 Irish citizens on it.
I also want to express concern for the for my former constituency colleague Chris Andrews. Deputy MacDonald mentioned how the flotilla of people who are going out lawfully protesting about the slaughter in Gaza was attacked last night by Israeli forces. What this seems to show is that the Israeli government are prepared to attack non-combatants, whether they're in Gaza or whether they're on international waters. And certainly on behalf of the Irish government, I want to condemn the actions of the Israeli government in unlawfully attacking a lawful flotilla that is seeking to engage in peaceful activity on international waters.
As we were hearing there, Micheál, a significant number of Irish people on board those boats. It seems as though we'll be hearing quite a bit more about them over the days to come.
Yes, there has been a request from Chris Andrews of Sinn Féin that the Irish government should send some kind of monitoring vessel to get a full read on this. I suppose that doesn't seem likely to happen, but that request is there. And I think as we speak, there will be another member of the Oireachtas aboarding that flotilla in Sicily. That is the independent TD, Barry Heenan. So there is likely to be a continued political focus on this.
Micheál, thank you very much. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, and we'll be hearing from one of those boats later on in the programme.